Okay, we're on Mimalach on the days at the very bottom. Said that somebody who is over on Hanifa, so either he falls into the hands of that person that he's Mechanef, or his children, or his grandchildren. The Gemara says we know it from Yirmiyah. Shneamar, Yomer Yirmiyah leChananya, Amen Ken Yaseh Hashem, V'kom Hashem is Tvorecha. Hananya ben Ezor was a Novi Sheker, and when Yirmiyahu was being Menabe, that they're going to go into Golus, Hananya ben Ezor said that even the Kalim they took away in the time of Yechonya are going to come back. In 2 years they'll be back in the Beis HaMikdash. So Yirmiyahu said to him, Halavai, that you're right. Right? He knew he was a Novi Sheker. But he flattered him. He was Mazik him and said, you know, Halavai, you're right. Meaning he knew for sure it was a Novi Sheker. He knew for sure he got a Nevuah that it wasn't going to happen. So it's pure flattery. So Vayihi Hu Bashar, so what happened in the end? Vayihi Bashar bin Yomim, Bisham Baal Pekido Sushmo Yiryahu ben Shlaimayahu ben Hananya. This was the grandson of Hananya ben Ezor. Yispos is Yirmiyahu Hanavi, and he was one of the Pekidos, he was one of the people that was commanded to guard and make sure that people didn't escape the city and go and join the Bavliim. Right, they were afraid people would be mashlim with the Bavliim who were making a siege around the city. Vayispos is Yirmiyahu Hanavi Lemor El Hakazdim Atanofil. You're trying to escape the city and join the Bavliim. Vayomer Yirmiyahu Sheker Eneni Nofel El Hakazdim. It's not true. I'm not trying to leave the city and to join the Bavliim. Right? Uksi Vayispos Yirmiyahu Vayivel Asorim. They grabbed him and he brought him to the Sorim and they eventually put him in prison. So you see that he fell into the hands of the grandson of Hananya because he was Mechanef him. A congregation where they are mechanfin, that they flatter Rishoyim, so they are disgusting like a nida. The Eda of Chanofim, of flatterers, as Galmud. She came Bekrochi Ayam Karmlanida Galmuda. In the islands they used to call the a kinoi for a nida was a Galmuda. My Galmuda, why Galmuda? Gimula do mi baala, because she is separated from her husband. So that was the nickname that they used for Anida, and therefore what's it called? An Eda that has Chanath is Galmuda, is me, it's like Anida. Gomer Belozer called Eda Sheish Bachanufa the Sof Gola. Any congregation where they are Mechanfim, so eventually they're going to go into Golas. Ksiv Hocha ki Adas Chan of Galmud. So you see that Gola is used in conjunction with Galmuda. There are four groups that even if they have Torah and mitzvahs, and they'll get Olam Haba, but they won't be Zocha to be Mekabel Pnei Ashchina in Olam Haba. Kas Leitzim, right, people who are scoffers. Kash Hanifim, flatterers. Kash Shakorim, liars. The Kash Mesapri Loshon Hara. Kash Leitzim Dichsiv, Moshach Yodo Es Lotzitzim. The Rebbein Shalom pulls his hand away from the Leitzim. Kash Hanifim Dichsiv, Kilo Lefon of Chonef Yavo. A Chonef, a flatterer, won't come before him. Kash Shakorim Dichsiv, Dover Shakorim Lo Yikon Neged Einai. And Kas Mesapri Loshon Hara Dasiv Ki Lo El Chafetz Rosh Resho Ata Lo Yagur Cha Ra. Right? Ra over here means a person who speaks Loshon Hara won't dwell near the Rabban Shalom. Tzadik Ata Hashem Lo Yagur Cha B'mor Megor Cha Ra. Rashi Gemula Bedula separated. Kamo Vayigomel. Now you separate when a child is weaned. He's separated from the mother. That's called Gemila. Right, today in the modern of Gemila is from drugs. Right, person is weaned off the drugs. What's it called, whatever it is. Moshach Yodo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miyos Es Lotzitzim. The Rebbein Shalom pulls his hand away from being together with Leitzim. Lo Yogur Chora, Lo Yogur Im Chora. The Gabi Mesapri Loshon Hara Ksiv Tichsiv Bahu Parshasa Ki Ein Bethihu Nechona. When that parsha is speaking about people who speak Loshon Hara, and they're referred to as Ra, and the Rabban, it says they won't dwell with the Rabban Shalom. Hadron lech ilu nemorim, hadron lech ilu nemorim, hadron lech ilu nemorim. Meshuach milchama. Okay, we said already in the parak before that one of the things that has to be v'loshen HaKodesh is when the Meshuach milchama and the Shotrim speak to the people before they go out into battle. B'shosh medaber lo'am v'loshen HaKodesh hoy medaber. The Meshuach milchama is a special Kohen who was anointed for the specific task of being the Kohen who would lead them into battle. He didn't fight, but he, what's it called, he was the one who made all the exhortations before they went into battle. Shenemar v'hoya ki karovchem el ha-milchama v'nigash ha-kohen, zeh kohen meshuach milchama. The Kohen was the Kohen who was specifically anointed for this purpose. V'dibir ala'om b'loshen ha-kodesh. V'omer aleihem, what does he say to them? Shema Yisrael, aloiveichem, you're going out to war against your enemies. V'lo alacheichem, you're not going to fight, you're not fighting a... Lo Yehuda al Shimon, v'lo Shimon al Binyamin. You're not fighting Shimon on Binyamin or Binyamin on Shimon. Because Shimon was together with Yehuda. So you're not going to fight a civil war like happened in other times. Shim tiplu biyodim yirachma aleichem. In the civil war, at least by Jews have rachmanis on one another. Right? If you're fighting against a fellow Jew, even if he's your enemy. Kamo shenemar vayakumu anoshim asher nikvu b'shemos vayachziku b'shivya v'chol marumeyam hilbishu min hasholo vayabishum vayanilum vayachilum vayashkum vayinahalum vayinahalum v'chamorim v'chol koshel vayivum yiricho iratmorim etzel acheyim vayashuvu shomron. When Pekach ben Remaliyahu, and who did he fight against? Pekach, Hirashi, let's see Rashi. Meshuach Muchoma, Kohen Shinisrab Alekach. Kohen who was appointed specifically for this person, this purpose. Shinemar, the Nigash HaKohen. Uvigmora Parech Maika Omer. What does he say? Vayakumu Anoshim, Ksiv Gabi Pekach Ben Ramalia. Shinilchamim Achaz. Right? Pekach Ben Ramalia is Melech Israel, and he fought against Achaz, who was Melech Yehuda. Bedivrei Hayomim. Shishavu Bnei Yehuda Harbe, and they took a lot of captives from Bnei Yehuda. V'shom hayanav odeid shmo. V'uchicham l'vnei Yisrael, v'omer lohem b'chamas Hashem al Bnei Yehuda nosnon b'yedchem. Says the Rebbe was angry at Yehuda, therefore he gave them in your hands. Right? He kisam b'hem le'ein mirpa. The ata atem omrim l'chbosho som le'avodim shmo'uni v'heshivu es ha'shivya. You know, you want to take your own brothers as slaves, don't do that. Return them. Return the captives that you took. L'chol koshel, kol ha-koshlim, shebohem, she'inam yecholim le'el braglem, the ones who couldn't walk, they were wounded or whatever, they were too weak to walk, so they gave them donkeys to go on. They were very, merachamim on their brothers, even though they were fighting against them. But you're not going on to fight your enemies, you're going to fight your brothers, you're going to fight your enemies. And they're not going to have rachmanis on you. Al oideichim atem holchim. You're going out against enemies. Shim tiplu biyodam eimarachim aleichim. If you fall into their hands, right, they're not going to be marachim, so you better fight valiantly that you don't fall into their hands. Al yerich levavchem, al tiru v'al tachbizu, al yerich levavchem neitzahala susim. Don't be faint of heart because of the roar of the horses and the fact they, what's it called, they sharpen their swords. Before they go into battle, they rub their swords one against the other to sharpen them, and it makes a lot of noise. And so you see how much weapons they have. Al tirut ne hagofas trishim. And then to scare people, they used to bang their shields one against the other to scare the enemy they're fighting, the goyim. V'shafas hakalgosim, right, and the shouts of the soldiers to show you how many soldiers they had. Al tachbizu mikol kronos. Then they used to blow horns. Right, don't be afraid. Don't get agitated because of that. Al tarzu mipnei kol tzvachos. Then they used to yell and scream. All of these things were scare tactics to make the enemy afraid. So don't be afraid of them. Ki Hashem Elokeichem ha'olech imochem heim boim b'nitzchono shel boshav adam. They're coming with a victory of human victory. The atem boim b'nitzchono shel mokum. And the Rabbanu Shalom is your victory. Plishtim bo b'nitzchono shel goliath ma ha'yesofo v'sof nofo b'cherev v'noflu imo b'nei imo. right? The Plishtim came, and they depended on Goliath, and in the end, he and they fell into the hands of Klal Yisrael. B'nei Amon bo b'nitzchono shel Shovach, right? B'nei Amon came, and they had their faith in their leader and in their warrior Shovach. Mahaya sofo, the sofo becherav and afu imo. The atem iatem came. Ki Hashem lokechem olechim lochem li lochim lochem zem machne ha'aron. The Rabban Shem was going with you. Where do you see the Rabban Shem went with them in the war? Because the Aron went, and the Shechina was by the Aron. Rashi. Sohalo susim, tznaf susim, kori tzahala b'loshen hamikra. Right, that's the winnowing of horses. Kalgashim chayolos, the soldiers. Hagafas trisim, megifim, v'sogrim, u'medabkim trisim, zeh somuch v'zeh. They used to bang their shields one against the other. Kidei she'inakshu zeh zeh, v'akol nishma b'kikol hamon, le'yeim al shekenegdam. Made a tremendous amount of noise to scare their enemy. Shovach sartzva hadar ezer. Shovach was the sartzva, right, the general of Hadar Ezer, right, of Bnei Amon. Okay, so Maiko Omar, Hochi Omar, Shenemar the Diber Ulahalan Omer. How do you know he is the Lashon HaKodesh? Because it says the Diber al Ha'am Ulahalan Omer Moshe Yedaber Voelokim Yanenu Bekol Malahalan Lashon HaKodesh. Just like Lahalan over here doesn't mean later, it means earlier, it means over there, and over there it says also. But just like over there, it's Belashon HaKodesh, Afkan Belashon HaKodesh. Tonu Rabbanan, the Nigash HaKoin, the Dibur al Ha'am, Yochel Kol Kohen Shiyirtza. Any Kohen decides, what's it called? Yamod Kohen, and the Kohen gets up and he says all this. No, it has to be a special Kohen. Talmud Lomer, the Dibru HaShotrim. Ma Shotrim, the Memuna, Afkoin Muna. No, Shotrim were appointed. No, nobody get up and said, I'm a Shoter. Right, they had to be appointed. So too, the Kohen had to be appointed. The Ema Kohen Gadol, okay, so fine. So maybe this is the Kohen Gadol. He was appointed. Maybe the Kohen Gadol goes into battle and says all of this. Dumya the Shoter. No, it has to be like a Shoter. Ma Shoter sheyesh memuna al gabov. Af Kohen sheyesh memuna al gabov. There has to be somebody above him. So there's nobody above the Kohen Gadol. So it has to be a Kohen who is subordinate to the Kohen Gadol. So it has to be another appointed Kohen. That's the Kohen Meshuach Muhammad. So it says, Kohen Gadol nami ha'ika melech al gabov. The Kohen Gadol has somebody over him, the melech. Where it says, Be'avodasakomer. No, he has nobody in his position that's over him. A melech is a different position. It's a greater, higher position, but it's a different position. So you need a Kohen who's in the position of Kohen, who has somebody else in a position of Kohen higher than him. Ve'im eskan. Okay, so maybe the skan hakohanim. Skan lab memunahu. The skan has no purpose until there's something wrong with the Kohen Gadol. He's really irrelevant until something happens to the Kohen Gadol. He has no specific appointment, right, except to take the place of the Kohen Gadol. So, if he didn't take the place of the Kohen Gadol, right, so then he's not an appointed person. His appointment starts when he has to, jump in and take over. Titania, Om Rab Chanin of Skana Kohanim, Rab Chanin of Skana Kohanim said himself, Loma Skan Mamuna, Shim Ira Bopsul, the Kohen Gadol, Nichnas Mashamish Tachtov. But before there's a psul in the Kohen Gadol, the skan has absolutely no position. And when he does take over, he's a Kohen Gadol. So then there's nobody above him. Right?
Meshuach also doesn't have any task.
No, he does have a task. His task is to say all these things or whatever. That doesn't depend on something happening. Here, he has no task unless something happens to the Kohen Gadol. So at this point, he has nothing. He's just an understudy. He's just waiting in the wings. This guy has something to do. He has to go into the battle and whatever. Nothing else has to happen for him to do it. What? No. He's appointed to go into the battle. This guy's appointed for nothing unless something happens to the Kohen Gadol. At that point, then he becomes a Kohen Gadol. V'omer aleim Shema Yisrael, Maishno Shema Yisrael. Why does he use those words? Omer Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shim Ben Yochai, Omer Alehen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Afilu Lo Kiyamtem Ela Kriya Shema Shachris Ve'Arvis. Even if you don't have the schus of, except for Kriyash Mashachas Yarvis, Iatem Nimsorim Biyodah. You're not going to be handed over into the hands of the enemy totally. Right? Whether people are going to live or not is a different story. People could be afraid that they're going to die in the war. But that the klal is going to totally be handed over to the hands of the enemy, that's not going to happen, even if you just only have the schus of Kriyash Ma, what's it called, morning and evening. Okay, Rashi. Maika Omar, Hechi Yolif Loshon HaKodesh Mihocha. The Dumya Deshoter, Teirutzahu. Hashofet memuna ala shoter. The shoter is subordinate to the shofet. Shashoter osi lingos es mishi tzava shofet laku. The judge tells the shoter who to go and force. Ve'im eskan medaber dvorim halolu. Maybe the skan Kohen Gadol is the one who says this. Doha memuna, who he's appointed, the yesh memuna gavlin, somebody greater than him, the Kohen Gadol. Says no. Lo meskan memuna leiza dover hu memuna umuchan shim ira. Aval ba'od shalo ira psul the Kohen Gadol ain leskan gedula shoklum. He's nothing. He's just waiting in the wings, but he has no function until something will happen to the Kohen Gadol. And when something happens to the Kohen Gadol, he becomes Kohen Gadol. So he's not a memuna right now to do anything. There's nothing special about this gan until something happens. What? No, he doesn't take part in nothing. The skan? Oh, he hands over the thing. Yeah, but that's not, again, that's not no great memuna. He doesn't, what's it called? That's just a covet for the Kohen Gadol. That's not a job that he has.